Hi again, everybody. With Tribe Manager Terry Francona, this is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank is the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. The Indians routed the Los Angeles Angels last night, and Tito, you kind of got back to what was such a great formula there for a while. Score early, score big early, and with your rotation, boy, that sure changes the complexion of a game.
Yeah, you know, you're right. And if it was that easy, we'd do it more. But it was one. It was nice where, you know, we tied the game up in the first. It's just always nice to, even though you have nine innings to play, it's nice to get the game tied. And then not only do we do that, but we scored, like you said, early, and we kept piling on. I think we scored in the first four innings, and we scored multiple runs. So that is a really good way. You're going to take your foot off the gas, but it allows you to take guys out of the game. They can relax a little bit. You get to use Crockett full inning, you know, and allowed us to pitch Manship in the first game back. So and we stayed away from Cody and Shaw and Miller. So I really think if you want to be a good team, you have to spread some games out sometimes.
Terry, not that it can't go the other way, but do you find when a team doesn't score early, if you've had opportunities for whatever reason, it is tougher to score as the game goes on?
You know, Hammy, you try not to think like that during a game. I think there's at times, though, when the game's over and you look back and you go, boy, we had our chances then. But a lot of times I'll fall back on, well, I'd rather have opportunities than not. But you're right. When you waste your opportunities, sometimes you only get so many during a game.
Boy, and how about the run that Mike Napoli and Jose Ramirez are on? And they're hitting usually 1-2 in your lineup. By that, I mean back-to-back with each other in the lineup. These two guys have been doing it all season long.
And I think Jose's kind of gone under the radar just because when Knapp hits, they're home runs. But him hitting right behind Knapp, he's, you know, I don't know if people understand it, but he's really good protection. You know, he's a switch hitter. He puts the ball in play, a little bit like Victor Martinez with Detroit. He's a hard guy to pitch to. Doesn't strike out, and he's done a fabulous job, and he seems like he's getting better.
Well, and Mike Napoli, he's having a career year, Tito. One of the things he points to is having that operation that's taking care of his sleep apnea. We kind of laugh sometimes. You don't sleep well at night. How do you perform in this game?
It was a pretty serious thing for him. I mean, to the point where I know in Boston they had a bed, you know, in the clubhouse. And, you know how bad you feel when you don't sleep. And the harder you try, you know, and we've talked about it a lot because it's worthy. But this kid is something special. I mean, his numbers are special. But him and Tomlin, like, they're, you know, and then you start talking Brantley. You don't want to leave guys out because we have a lot of good ones. But this kid's pretty special.
Hey, how's the news on Carlos Santana?
Well, so far, so good. You know, last night, pretty quickly, he started getting clear-eyed and kind of understanding what was going on. So when he left here last night, he looked good. Woke up, came in early, and looks really good, which was great. Now, we're not going to play him tonight, but we're also not going to rush to put him on a concussion DL. We'll give him some activity today, see how he reacts to that, and then we'll go from there.
Michael Brantley, anything new there?
No, nothing yet still. We're still trying to work through some options and things and get some opinions, and hopefully in the next day or two we'll have something.
Terry, because the club is now in the midst of playing 23 consecutive days, Michael Martinez is playing short tonight, Frankie Lindor DHing. Is that a byproduct of this schedule?
Well, part of that, and part because we don't have Carlos tonight. So, okay, once he's out of the lineup, you know, you start making up your lineup, figure out where we're going to plug in, and it just seemed like a good night for Frankie to get off his feet. We can keep his bat in there against a lefty, and Michael will be fine at short. So you take his energy and let Frankie save his, and hopefully it helps everybody.
Do you have to be, and I'm sure you are, really cognizant during this stretch that certain guys get off their feet or get a day off?
Yeah, we try to. And, again, we also try to cut down on some batting practice and field time beforehand because – we do want our guys to play a lot, as much as they can. And they're really good about communicating. You know, Kip always tells me where he's at. And again, I don't want to get in their way when they're feeling good either. Sometimes they get on a run and they feel good and you want to just leave them alone. But I do check, and Millsy checks all the time, where everybody's at, just trying to kind of take a temperature. So if somebody needs a day, we can certainly give it to them.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona, and that's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the Indians and Angels coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.